Ah, there you are. It's been cleaned up, then? Excellent. No, that won't be necessary. I'll be taking my supper late this evening. You may take your leave. Eyes up. Look at me. No tears, I see. You do know what you're here for, boy, don't you? I'm sure you must. Cute thing like you on the auction block. You must realize a face like yours wouldn't be destined for the labor camps, no. I hope you realize how lucky you are. Do you know how many of your compatriots end up in the brothels? Their bodies, used by any traveling man or woman with enough coin to buy an hour with them? I had to bid 70 gold, you know, to beat out one of those whore brokers. 70. That's 20 more than the going rate, and more than I've ever spent on a single item. Especially one meant for leisure. I'm not sure if it was pride that had me raising that paddle past my usual limit, but no. It was something about those eyes of yours. You weren't sad like the others, anxious. You were angry. You're not broken yet. And, oh, my slave, I love a challenge. Near quiet, at least. Huh. Open your mouth for inspection. Yes, and the tongue is still there. Teeth are nice, clean. Close it again. You still have your vocal cords? Or have they been snipped? Ah, lovely. I like my property to be able to vocalize their discomfort. Or pleasure. Or both. So often, pain and pleasure intertwine. You haven't learned that yet? Well, I am an excellent teacher. Speaking of which, I am to assume that you have had no education beyond childhood, You may answer. As expected, the lower classes rarely do. Can you read? Interesting. Curious, are you? Excellent. Once I have broken you in and you have proven your worth, you will start work with a tutor. You will have no outside employment, obviously, but I will not share my bed with an uncultivated boor. Now, remove your clothing. Shy? No. I believe I mentioned it earlier. Angry. Angry, angry little slave. How fun it will be to beat that out of you. But for now, this is not a request. I do not give those to you. A request from me is above your station. I give commands. This is not the time to test me. I like your spark, your face, your eyes. You cost me a good deal of money. But if you do not follow my commands now, I will have you sent to the salt mines before you can even blink. You'll spend the rest of your life, extremely short life, sweating and miserable, back broken from laboring 18 hours a day with the rest of the filth. Or perhaps I will sell you to that broker, recoup some of my loss. Would you enjoy that? Being fucked in every hole by any sweaty, greasy individual that stumbles across the bordello that houses you. And such a sweet face. I'm sure you'd be quite popular. They aren't as kind as me, there. The first thing they do is cut your cord so you can't cry out. And you would suffer all of that. For what? To show me that you're above following my orders? I don't request. Remove your clothing. Arms down to your sides. Let me look at you. Decent musculature. Relatively unmarked skin. Turn around. Yes. This will do nicely. Turn back around then. Face me. I know it was hard for you, stripping yourself bare in front of me. Poor thing. Look at me, boy. There it is. Hear me now. Really hear me. I own you. Every single inch. Inside and out. Being owned by me is a privilege afforded to very few, and one that you will respect. You do not get to sit idly by. No, you must earn your place at my feet. Not just once, but again and again. This is not just your job. This is your life. Please me or perish. It really is that simple. Please me well. You'll be the envy of every other pleasure slave in the kingdom. Well educated, fed, traveled. This is the only choice you have left. To please your owner or be cast aside. I wonder, what will you choose, angry eyes? Stay. Crawl over to me, hands and knees. Like a good little pet. Down on the floor like this. It suits you. Kiss my feet. Gently. Yes. Like that. How good does it feel to service your new owner? Yes, it does. And that's because you belong here, on your knees. Your mind rebels against this. And I know it does. I can see it in your eyes. But it's only a matter of time before you start to love it. It's in your blood, after all. Not bad. Get the soles as well. Put your lips and tongue against them. So many slaves would love to be where you are now, worshipping my delicate little feet. Say thank you to your owner. I don't know if I believe you, but it will suffice. Now, crawl up onto the bed. Slowly. Keep your head down. Eyes averted. Good boy. Remove my undergarments with your teeth. If you leave any abrasions, I will punish you. Just like that. I want you to stay there, where you are now, your face near my bare sex, and listen. Before you start, I ought to tell you how I punish a poorly performing slave. Let my words inspire you to your best performance. If you fail to bring me to climax or show me the proper respect, you will be punished. These punishments will serve to remind you of your purpose, to provide service to your owner, your mistress, the one that controls every waking moment of your life. The most important thing to you now sits between my thighs. Do you see that armoire over there? You may look. Yes. That is where I keep my tools of persuasion. Floggers, both leather and chain. Whips and paddles. A lashing is one of the simplest methods of punishment. If you haven't upset me too much, I might even allow you a gag to bite down on. Sometimes, however, I get a bit more creative. I may choose to deliver electrical shocks to sensitive places. And clamps can be quite useful as well. And then there are those times that I might choose to fuck you as if you were a woman. Some of the slaves like that, actually. In which case it becomes a reward for a job well done. Yes. I do reward a slave who provides me with exceptional pleasure. I'm generous that way. So you see, the quality of your life is completely up to you. Consider that while your tongue is caressing my pussy. That's right. Put your face down onto my sex and kiss it. Lick it. Worship it. Yes. Yes. Good boy. Soft. Slow. Gentle. run your tongue between my lips, up and down, between the delicate folds. Press your lips against my clit now. Kiss it. Flick your tongue out. Pull it into your mouth. Suck on it. Grind your face against me. Bring your fingers up. Push them inside of me. Gently. At first. Faster now. Don't stop licking, slave. Oh, yes. Yes. Don't stop. Faster now. Harder. Swear. Good slave. Good. Good. Enough. That's enough. That was quite pleasing. You're going to be very useful, I see. You are hard. Very good. Your body knows what it's made for. Well then, what are you waiting for? My sex is still wanting. Climb atop me and show your owner that you are worth the gold she paid for you. Do not be gentle this time. Mount me like the animal you are. Oh, gods, yes. Good boy. Harder. Show me what you're good for. Take that anger out on my pussy. God. Oh, fuck. Make it hurt. You like that? My nails in your back. I'm going to mark you. I know you love this. You don't want to, but you do. You love being owned. Being made to fuck on command. You were made for this. Your body knows it. Oh, I can't help but react. Oh, God. Fuck me harder. I'm going to come again, and so are you. You better come for me, slave. Come for me, as if your life depended on it. Come inside of me. Fill me up. Show your owner how grateful you are to be fucking her. Oh, now. Come, slave. Come. Good job. Good boy. You are satisfying, slave. You have earned your keep. For now. Get down off the bed and return to your chambers. Bathe. Dress. I'll be testing your abilities often in the coming weeks. Do not worry, though. You'll enjoy it almost as much as I do. It's what you're made for, after all. To live in service to your mistress. Good boy. I'll see you soon.